Well, time for business news now. Charles Pellegrin is with us in studio. We're starting in China, where authorities are looking at stricter regulations of AI chatbots.
Mm-hmm. The country's online regulator issued new draft rules over the weekend aimed at controlling the influence AI chatbots can have on human emotions. This is people around the world are increasingly using the tools as conversation companions. Well, the proposed regulations are now up for a public comment period, which will end on January 25th, and their main aim is to prevent any chatbots from encouraging minors to engage in self-harm. One particular case of this grabbed headlines this year when a family in California sued the maker of ChatGPT, OpenAI, because they alleged the chatbot encouraged their 16-year-old son to commit suicide. This comes at a time when the technology really keeps growing exponentially, especially in China. Just in the past month, two AI chatbot startups, Zed.ai and Minimax, have filed for initial public offerings on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, both with tens of millions of users. So let's see what some of these proposed rules, which some are describing as a crackdown, look like. The main rule is that an AI chatbot cannot generate content that encourages suicide or self-harm or engage in verbal violence or emotional manipulation. Then there are additional guardrails. If a user specifically proposes suicide, then the tech providers have to ensure a human takes over the conversation and immediately contacts the minor's guardian. The chatbot cannot generate gambling-related or other illegal content, and a guardian has to consent to a minor using AI chatbots for companionship with time limits on usage. This is among the first rules globally attempting to regulate AI with human characteristics, and it's part of a broader push on China's behalf to try and shape global rules on AI governance.
Okay. Moving on, Charles, with a look at the markets now.
Mm-hmm. In Asia, we're seeing shares trading lower this Tuesday, except for the Hang Seng in Hong Kong, the Nikkei in Tokyo closing in the red there, as you can see, down 0.33% lower for the final trading session of the year, but over 25% higher for all of 2025, boosted by, you guessed it, the AI boom. Speaking of which, Japanese tech conglomerate SoftBank closed lower this Tuesday after its CEO and chairman Masayoshi Son announced a deal to buy data center investment firm DigitalBridge for $4 billion as part of its wider AI push. And in Europe, at the open, we're seeing muted and flat trading in the middle of this holiday season. You can see that the CAC down 0.1% lower at the open.
The U.S. President Donald Trump has repeated his threat to sue the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Charles.
Speaking to reporters, the U.S. president brought up what he called gross incompetence on the part of Jerome Powell, the head of the country's central bank, regarding the renovation of the institution's buildings. Trump has been extremely critical, otherwise, of Powell's monetary policy decisions, as he'd like to see interest rates drastically lower. But he won't have to wait much longer before nominating his successor. Powell's term will end in May 2026, and Trump said he'd announce his pick to replace him in January.
Because think of it, these aren't outstanding buildings. These are small buildings. He said $4 billion more. It's going to end up costing more than $4 billion. $4 billion. It's the highest price of construction, and it was his baby. And the guy's just incompetent. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. He's just a very incompetent man. But we're going to probably bring a lawsuit against him.
Well, the surge in gold prices, meanwhile, creating new hobbies in Australia.
Suddenly, people are really getting into amateur prospecting, hoping to cash in. To give you an idea, a note published by Goldman Sachs is predicting the price of gold will climb by 14% to $4,900 per ounce by December 2026. Florent Marché and his metal detector have more on the story.
In Australia's gold triangle, with a metal detector in hand, Kelly is on the hunt. Some of the world's biggest nuggets have come from the region.
I like to walk through the bush, seeing the wildlife, and if I'm lucky, finding a little bit of gold.
Prospectors here in the state of Victoria have been inspired to search for the precious metal by record high prices, social media, the success of TV show Aussie Gold Hunters, and a love of nature.
G'day, I'm Brent Shannon. I've been a gold miner and I'm part of Aussie Gold Hunters. And The gold price has been at record highs, and that's created a massive new interest in prospecting that I've seen. There are people everywhere starting to look for gold.
Over the first 10 months of 2025, the price of gold per ounce rose 57%.
The price of gold is a big kicker. So that is, and seeing what nuggets they're finding out there and what they're actually getting for them is definitely a big boost, because that can help us pay off a lot of bills, take kids out, and stuff like that. So it's a big kicker for me.
Demand for mining rights permits has hit an all-time high, according to figures from a state government agency in Victoria. And one equipment store in the state says the Gold Monster 2000, a metal detector used by many prospectors, sold out nationwide in October.
And before you go, Charles, a last word on Beyoncé.
That's right. The pop star has just joined a new, fairly exclusive club. That's the Forbes billionaire list. She's only the fifth musician to be on there after Jay-Z, her husband, Taylor Swift, Rihanna, and Bruce Springsteen. This comes after Beyoncé's 2023 Renaissance tour grossed nearly $600 million, and after her bet on country music paid off as well, with her Cowboy Carter album and tour, the tour racking up a total of more than $400 million in ticket sales, making it the highest grossing concert tour of 2025.
Okay, Charles Pogon with our business update. Thanks very much indeed. That's it for this edition. Do take care. Have a good day.